Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the White House budget proposal is out and it's asking for another pay raise for troops and DOD civilian workers. It also wants Congress to replace some of the money it took from the IRS during last year's debt ceiling negotiations. And vendors are going to need to stand by their software components if they want to keep selling to the government. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Pentagon's spending on military personnel will rise in 2025, even though the department plans to downsize some of its services. DOD is pushing for a 4.5% pay raise for service members and a 2% raise for its civilian workforce. The Pentagon also expects to fully fund its commissaries and increase the income eligibility threshold for basic needs allowance. These compensation increases partly explain why the Pentagon plans to spend more on personnel while cutting its active end strength. The Biden administration's 2025 budget request includes that military pay raise that's quite a bit more robust than the one civilians would get. If Congress adopts it, it would be the third year in a row of military pay raises above 4%. Sustained increases at that level have not happened since the early years of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Overall, the administration is proposing $850 billion in DOD spending in 2025. That figure was set by last year's Fiscal Responsibility Act. Meanwhile, DOD is downsizing the Navy and the Army, but adds more troops to its reserve components. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more on that.
The Pentagon expects its total active end strength to drop by 7,800 service members in 2025 as the services continue to miss its recruiting goals. The reserve component, however, is projected to increase by 2,100 troops. The Army and the Navy expect their active end strength to be lower than what Congress authorized this year. The Air Force and the Marine Corps expect that their end strength will remain the same. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The White House wants Congress to reverse a big cut to the IRS's multi-year modernization fund. Its 2025 budget request asks lawmakers to give back the roughly $20 billion in Inflation Reduction Act funds that the IRS was counting on to grow its workforce and modernize its legacy IT. The IRS got this funding through the Inflation Reduction Act, but congressional Republicans demanded cuts to this spending as part of last year's debt ceiling negotiations. The White House plans to keep the IRS's annual budget at current spending levels. Spending on federal IT is not keeping up with inflation for 2025. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us why.
The White House is requesting $75 billion for civilian agency IT in fiscal 2025. Just a $700 million increase over the 2024 request. It would be the smallest increase since 2013. The Office of Management and Budget says the Homeland Security Department would receive almost $2 billion more in 2025 than what it requested in 2024. The Energy Department would be another big winner, requesting $5.5 billion, which is an increase of $1.5 billion over 2024. Meanwhile, the Veterans Affairs Department could face a $2 billion reduction next year. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Biden administration wants to boost cyber spending next year. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Federal civilian agencies would spend $13 billion on cybersecurity activities under the White House's 2025 budget request. That's a big increase over the $11.8 billion in cyber spending forecast for this year. The 2025 request includes $1.7 billion for cyber programs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. The Department of Health and Human Services would also see big increases to its cyber programs, including $800 million to help hospitals improve their security practices. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Federal contractors will need to sign a new document if they want to keep selling software to the government. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency finalized the Secure Software Development Attestation Form this week. The goal is to ensure agencies only use software that's built following cybersecurity standards. The White House has told agencies to collect the form for all third-party software within 6 months of the form being finalized. The Biden administration is doubling down on plans to sell federal buildings that agencies no longer need. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more on that.
The White House proposes giving the federal government's landlord, the General Services Administration, $425 million to right-size government real estate. GSA says the money in the 2025 budget proposal would go toward renovating federal buildings and selling or disposing of underutilized properties. The agency says those funds would allow it to make better use of existing office space and save money on expensive leases. The White House is also looking to give GSA broader authority to get rid of excess federal property. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
And the General Services Administration has hired a familiar face to take over a key office in its technology transformation service. Lauren Bracey Scheidt is the new Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Solutions. Her first day was yesterday. As the new head of the Office of Solutions, Scheidt will oversee several government-wide programs, including FedRAMP, Login.gov, and Cloud.gov. Scheidt has been with TTS since September 2021, when she joined as a product manager at 18F. She also has served as acting TTS deputy director and as acting TTS director. Most recently, Scheidt was the senior advisor for delivery in the TTS front office. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast and subscribe to the Federal Newscast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric White.